Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, I welcome you back. Our second episode of our fourth season, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Your Headaches, Your Migraines, and Your Pain. You know, last week we talked about it just doesn't matter. And what does matter is solutions. We say it each week. We say it every week. We have not said this in an episode. It just doesn't matter until you first know what's causing your symptoms. And secondly, formulate, customize, and personalize a solution that actually fixes the cause of the problem once and for all. This is how you develop a long-lasting, proven solution. Let me go through that process one more time. Those of you that are seeking long-lasting solutions for your headaches, your migraines, your cluster headaches, your rebound headaches, your daily persistent headaches, your pain, your back pain, your knee pain, your hip pain, your carpal tunnel syndrome, your TMJ. In order to formulate a proven, long-lasting solution, you must, number one, first know with certainty what is going on inside of your body that's causing the problem. And secondly, a customized, personalized treatment plan specifically designed for you that fixes this true cause of the problem once and for all. This is the simple formula for finding a proven, long-lasting solution. It's as simple as that. So the question now becomes, if it really is just that simple, why are there so many of us that no matter what we seem to try, we cannot find a long-lasting solution? Some of us, not a short-term solution, let alone a long-term solution. So here's what I want you to take note of, so to speak, today. Something that I say every episode, and this is going to parlay into what I want to discuss today. If you don't know the cause of your symptoms, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are, you're never going to get any long-lasting relief. And if you are one of the lucky ones that have actually received an actual, true diagnosis, in other words, you know with certainty what is going on inside of your body that's actually causing this symptom, you must make sure that the treatment you're getting, or as you've heard me say before, the treatment you're being sold actually fixes the cause of the problem and is not just trying to cover up your symptoms at best. Today's topic, there's only one true expert when it comes to your headaches, to your migraines, to your pain. There is only one expert. And we are going to discuss a scenario today that probably many of you have been through. I've been through it myself. And as crazy as it sounds, it's the accepted way that we do things in our healthcare system. And after we discuss this, you're going to say, why do I accept that as the norm? Why is that okay for my doctors, my therapists, my hospitals? Why is that okay for our healthcare system to treat me this way? Why is it okay for our healthcare system to treat my family this way? There is only one true expert. I was discussing just this morning with a lady who came into my office with ongoing chronic migraines. These were diagnosed by multiple medical specialists, including her family physician, a neurologist. She's recently concluded a 12-month-long treatment plan at a headache and pain specialty clinic, and hasn't done a thing. And here's what disturbs me. When talking to her this morning, she was frustrated to the point of tears because she has spent countless years, time away from her family, time that she couldn't function because she was so miserable, laid in a dark room with a towel over her eyes, an ice pack on her head. Has anybody been there? I know I've been there. Countless years and thousands upon thousands of dollars on the latest, greatest, new and improved treatment for her migraines. Yet, 15 plus years later, after all of these quote-unquote experts have diagnosed her with migraine headaches and experimented on her. They've tried this, they've tried that. She is worse off now, more frequent migraines, and more severe migraines than ever. Has anybody been there? I'm going to interject a little more common sense as I do each and every episode, because our lack of common sense and logic, ours, that's you, that's me, that's also our doctors, those that we put our trust and confidence in. None of us are using simple common sense and logic. So she has gone to quote unquote every specialist of every kind, and no one to date has been able to help her with her migraines. Let me just name a few of these specialists. She saw her family physician. She saw her chiropractor. She saw multiple neurologists. She went to a headache specialty clinic. She went to a pain management clinic. She went to physical therapy. She tried acupuncture. And I will say this, some of these treatment modalities did provide some temporary relief. But in the long run, are we really doing her justice by trying things out, trying to get her a little bit of relief while completely ignoring the cause of her migraines? Does it make any sense? But this is where the story really gets off track. We know that doctors and therapists will always try to, quote-unquote, sell or prescribe us the treatment it is that they happen to provide. Your doctor will write a prescription. Your chiropractor will give you spinal adjustment. The physical therapist will give you physical therapy. The pain specialist will give you injections. There are too many types of treatment to name. So the question isn't, can you find another specialist to give you treatment? You know you can. The question is, and this is a question that I pose to each and every person that I meet here in my practice. Here's the question. What have you been told by your doctors is going on inside of your body that's causing you to have these migraines? Does that sound familiar for those of you that have listened to me for some time? If you don't know the true cause of your symptoms, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. So after seeing countless specialists, she is no closer to getting an accurate diagnosis than she was 15 or 16 years ago. I know some of you can relate to this story because I certainly can. So let me ask you this. How can it be that this person sees 10 different specialists, yet gets 10 completely and totally different recommendations, none of which have helped her. Which expert are we supposed to trust? Is the real true expert our family physician, and we're just looking into this too much? Is the real expert the headache clinic, the migraine specialist? Or is the real expert your physical therapist or your chiropractor? If you'll go to the mirror and take a look, you are looking at the only true expert on your condition. You're the one living this. You're the one experiencing these symptoms, aren't you? You are the one that knows every single detail about your migraines. You are the one that knows every single detail about your pain. You are the one that knows every detail about your headaches. So, when we talk about common sense and logic, the criticism that I get is people say, you know, it's just not that simple. You make it sound so simple, Dr. Scott. You know, years ago, I was told by my father, sometimes the best solutions, sometimes the solutions that make the most sense are the simplest solutions, but they're so simple that they're easy to overlook. So let me give you just an example or two. Do you really believe that there is a magical miracle pill out there, a magical drug that just hasn't been developed yet, that when we find this magical drug, it is going to rid all of us of our migraines? Do you believe there's a magical drug that's being developed or going to be developed that's going to rid all of us of our pain? Do you really believe that? And I've got to say this, there is a place for medicine in our healthcare system. I am not anti-medicine. But when it comes to headaches, to pain, to migraines, medicine should be used to help manage our symptoms while the cause of the problem is being fixed. Let me say that again. Medicine is fine and can be used to manage your symptoms while the cause of your problem is being addressed. But for some reason, we have forgotten about the fixing the cause of the problem part and have relied solely on the drugs as our permanent fix. It doesn't work. It won't work. And it doesn't matter how long I'm on this earth or you are, there will not be a magical drug developed to cure migraines, headaches, and pain. Find the cause of the problem in your body and fix it once and for all. This is the only way. Are you with me so far? So you are the only true expert on your condition. Therefore, you are the one that needs to use the common sense and logic to make the best decision for your health. You are the one that needs to make the best decision based on common sense and logic for your children's health. No one will do it for you. It is up to you. Not me, not your doctor, not your therapist. You. Take responsibility today. So, we send someone to 10 different specialists. She gets 10 different diagnoses and 10 totally different types of treatment, none of which have worked. It's clear who the expert isn't, who the experts aren't. The point I want to get across today is this. Last week we said it just doesn't matter what kind of treatment or therapy you want to try until you first know what is causing your symptoms. Today, what I'm saying is, if you will use a little bit of common sense and logic, you are the expert on your condition, and you can consult your doctor, your therapist. You can consult the headache specialist, the neurologist. You can consult these healthcare experts. But if you will use a little bit of common sense and logic, I think the answer may be a little more obvious than you think. So what I'm saying in conclusion today is, until you are willing to take control of your health, until you are willing to use a little bit of common sense and logic and take control of your children's health, it really doesn't matter what kind of treatment or therapy you want to try. It just doesn't matter. So what I'm asking you today is, I want you to step up. I want you to become the expert. I want you to believe in your heart that you are the expert on your health. You know what's best. That being said, I will say, from my personal experience and maybe from yours, it is downright frustrating to try and seek the help from so many different specialists and get so many conflicting answers and stories and conflicting treatments and therapies. It is frustrating, to say the least. Who do you believe? Whose guidance should you accept, and whose should you reject? June the 1st, we will have our brand new interactive website up, headachereliefatlast.com, June the 1st and after. Any tools that we can use to help provide long-lasting solutions and answers for you, I will do whatever it takes to help provide those. It's all about solutions. Unfortunately, in our so-called healthcare system, our symptom treatment system, somehow solutions have been put by the wayside years ago, decades ago, in exchange for selling treatment to you, to your family. You are being sold treatment without even knowing what's really causing your symptoms in the first place. Don't you think that's a little bit dangerous? Don't you think that's a gamble? And if you're willing to take that gamble with your health or your children's health, this is probably not the radio program for you. We'll continue our season next week, Tuesday at noon central, blogtalkradio.com/headache-relief-at-last. And I want to help guide you through the process. Whether your condition involves headaches or migraines, whether it involves neck or shoulder issues, whether it involves carpal tunnel syndrome or TMJ disorder, numbness, tingling, knee pain, hip pain, what your symptoms are what your symptoms are. However, the solution, there is a flow, a natural flow for finding the long-lasting solution for your condition. This is what we need to discuss in this fourth season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. So I promise to do my best each and every episode to guide you in the right direction toward finally pinpointing the real true cause of your symptoms once and for all, and then personalizing and customizing a solution that helps guide you in the direction toward living headache and pain-free, healthy and happy for a lifetime, doing the things you love to do with your friends, with your family, and not having to worry about your symptoms rearing their ugly heads all over again. Living healthy and happy is what it's all about. As always, I can't thank you enough for listening to the radio podcast, whether you're listening live at noon central on Blog Talk Radio or if you're in our archived section listening to an episode from the past. You are welcome to send your questions, your comments to me, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Once again, please tune in noon central on blogtalkradio.com. I can't thank you enough for listening. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Take care. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.